This morning, a Day of Remembrance ceremony was held in Oklahoma City to observe the 10th anniversary of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. 168 people died, including 19 children. 500 others were injured. Attorney Cynthia Lou Claver had convened a meeting in the building across the street at 9 o'clock that morning. 2 minutes later, they were interrupted.
With regard to this proceeding, basically there are four elements that I have to receive information regarding.
Today's ceremony paid special tribute to the survivors and their personal journeys over the past decade. Ernestine Clark, a librarian who knew children killed in the blast, expressed gratitude to emergency workers.
On April 19th, we remember our rescuers, the courageous men and women from here locally and also from far away, who searched under the most dangerous and fearsome of circumstances, who faced experiences and challenges of unthinkable magnitude that changed their lives along with ours.
While many have shared their stories of that day, several rescue workers have kept theirs mostly to themselves. Today we'll hear from two paramedics who found it difficult to talk about that day. Brent Kinsey and Stephanie Pryor were field paramedics who were dispatched to the bombed building, and they join us now from the studios of KOKC Radio in Oklahoma City. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've both been asked many times, I guess, over the past years to do interviews and share your story. You've declined. How come?
Oh, it just wasn't really something that we felt like talking about, I guess.
Brent?
Largely for anybody that wasn't there, it's difficult to explain in a way that seems to make sense to somebody else.
Well, tell us, Brent, where were you when you first heard that explosion we all heard just a moment ago?
We were at our headquarters, which is about 8 blocks north of the building, and when the explosion went off, we were blown out of our chairs. The ceiling collapsed down on us, and all the windows were blown in our building, and we went out back, attended, found one of the ambulances, got in it, and moved down towards the site. We could see the billowing smoke and were wanting to find out what had happened.
Stephanie, give us some idea of what your reaction was the first time you saw the Murrah building, the kind of condition it was in.
Actually, the first time I saw the Murrah building, we were on the south side, or I guess you would call that the back of the building. So it was largely intact. There were some broken windows, but there was really no clue as to the destruction that was inside the building on that side.
And when did you first see that?
Well, the morning of April 19th when we responded, that's the side that we were working on, was the back side. We didn't see the destruction on the front side until sometime that night, actually.
Was it possible to comprehend, Brent Kinsey, the scale of the damage?
It really wasn't. It was surreal. There was such a large amount of damage, and it was not just the one building. It encompassed several other buildings. There were people scattering in all directions, and it was something unlike anything that we had to deal with before.
I assume, Stephanie, you guys are trained. This was probably not your first emergency, but unlike anything else.
This was certainly not like anything else I think any of us had ever seen. We're here in Tornado Alley, so we had been aware of the potential for and been exposed to some extent of destruction, but nothing like this.
We're speaking with Brent Kinsey and Stephanie Pryor, who were field paramedics at the time of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City 10 years ago today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. How long were you at the site? What were you actually doing, Brent?
When we first arrived, we left IMSA headquarters, headed down to the north side of the building, and arrived. There were patients coming north on Robinson Avenue, began to evaluate them. The first building I came to was a journal record building and went in and began to do a search of that building. When I came back down, took over the job of acting as transport coordinator for the patients. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting the units in, getting the patients staged and assigned to the ambulances and finding hospital destinations to send them to.
Stephanie, most of us would be simply overwhelmed by the emotions of those moments.
I think that I'm sure all emergency services practice some sort of mass casualty training, and of course we at IMSA do the same. At that point, your training takes over. I think most of us were probably on autopilot during those initial few hours.
Afterwards, did the scale of this register with you afterwards?
Not for quite a while. Went in and worked really hard that day and for a lot of hours, and then for several weeks afterwards, each of us were on site every other day, if not daily. And I personally didn't watch any of the news coverage, didn't listen to the radio coverage. All we wanted was something complete and away from what we had just done. And it wasn't for several weeks later that I began to realize that it had actually received national news coverage, that it went far beyond the scope of just an Oklahoma City event.
Stephanie, let me ask you, you did vital work that day. Do you take satisfaction from that? Is there something that you can take away from that awful day?
Yes, of course, I think we're all glad that we were able to help in some way. The thing that I took away from that was the way that our community and really the nation came together to support us. We would not have been able to carry on and get as much done in the way that we were if it hadn't been for that support.
And Brent Kinsey, what do you think Americans should remember about Oklahoma City today?
Much the same. There was a tragic event, but what really stands out is the fact that the whole community came together, and all we had to do was speak of a need that we had at the site, and people would come literally by the thousands, bringing supplies or food or water or children sending drawings in and poems that they had written to put up on the fence for us to read. And as odd as that may sound, it's amazing what kind of effect that can have on you when you've been down there working every day, and then you go up to the fence and begin to read something that a child sent in saying, "We're thinking about you."
Thank you very much for sharing your story today. Appreciate you.
Glad to
You're
be
welcome.
Here.
Thank you.
Brent Kinsey and Stephanie Pryor of the Oklahoma Emergency Medical Services Authority, both were field paramedics at the Oklahoma City bombing tragedy 10 years ago. From today's memorial ceremony, we leave you with a reading of the names of some of those who died 10 years ago today.
We remember our friends in the Oklahoma Water Resources Board building. Trudy Jean Rigney. Robert N. Chipman. We remember our friends in the Athenian building, Job Corps. Catherine Elizabeth Ridley. Anita Christine Hightower. We remember rescue worker Rebecca Needham Anderson.
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.